Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is the panini. So what, you ask, are the best foods to make for that late night dinner and you don't want to wait for a pizza delivery, but you're really hungry and you don't want to eat junk food? I'm going to suggest a panini. Simply put, a panini is a grilled sandwich, sort of like a distant cousin to the grilled cheese, but way different and way better. It's usually made in a specialized two-sided grill pan that squashes the bread together and makes it look pretty. If you don't have a panini maker, you can use a George Foreman grill or some kind of facsimile, but don't panic. You can always make a panini in a skillet with another pan pushed down on top of it. You need to place a heavy skillet on top of the sandwiches or the panini to flatten it and then cook it for about 3 to 4 minutes on each side. The concept of the panini is simple. You need bread, herbed or seasoned spread and cheeses, vegetables and or meats, more spread, and then bread. Spread your panini maker with a nonstick spray or use oil or butter to get a crispiness on the bread. I like using a whole loaf of Italian or rustic whole grain bread and cutting my own slices. I like them to be a little bit thicker. I like a nice bite when I bite into my panini. Any type of bread will really do so. If you've got something stuck in the back of your freezer, just take it out and use it. I confess to having used an odd bagel or an English muffin or even a pita bread when I didn't have something in my freezer, so whatever you've got at hand will do. If you have time, buy the good stuff. After you've got your bread, really, sky's the limit when it comes to ingredients. I like fresh vegetables, I like making my own spreads, but any type of herbed cream cheese or pesto will do. Just remember that panini's a great go-to food if you can't wait for the pizza man to arrive. My recipe today is for an artichoke and tuna panini. You need a half a cup of sliced black olives, drained, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, about a half a teaspoon of fresh lemon zest, 2 6.5-ounce jars of marinated artichokes. You want to drain them and save the liquids and then chop them up. About 1/3 cup of mayonnaise. 2 6-ounce cans of white tuna in olive oil, drained and broken into chunks. Don't use the light tuna. You need to use the white. You need 4 Italian bread rolls or 8 slices of Italian bread. You need 4 slices of Munster, Havarti, or pepper jack cheese. In the food processor, combine the olives, garlic, lemon zest, and 3 tablespoons of the artichoke marinade and process it until smooth, about a minute or two. Transfer the mixture to a bowl and stir in the mayonnaise. In another bowl, combine the artichokes and tuna. Split each roll horizontally and remove some bread from the top half, but leave the crust. Spread the olive oil mayonnaise on the cut sides of the bread and divide the tuna between the 4 sandwiches. Place a cheese slice on top and then place the bread on top. Grill for 3 to 4 minutes or until the cheese is melted. It serves 4. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.